Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes away, we're looking at Yumam 25, talking about where people should sit. If you think the Gemara mentions that the entire chamber was in consecrated space within the courtyard, how can the Braisa state the sage sits in its western side? But the master has said sitting is not permitted in the courtyard except for the kings of the Davidic dynasty. The notes point out, speaking of people who are in the temple, the scripture describes them as la'amod l'sharet, to stand and serve from Devarim, who stand there before Hashem. The only instance in which sitting is mentioned is in connection with King David, vayavo ha'melech David vayeshev v'nei Hashem, and Shmuel bet. King David came and sat before Hashem, meaning that the kings of the Davidic dynasty were having to sit in the different spots. And that's the point to figure out, to think about today. In general, there are many times, many places where a person should sit, and we don't sit where they sit. The kings of old, they had the thrones, and they would sit on the thrones. No one else but the Davidic dynasty was supposed to sit on those thrones. In shul, we don't sit where the rabbi sits. That's his chair. In general, we're supposed to have a makom kavua, a place where we're supposed to sit, and no one else is supposed to sit in our seat as well. In general, there are different things, there are different ways and different people of who are supposed to sit where. We're supposed to make sure to have a makom kavua, to make sure to be involved in a makom kavua, and don't take someone else's makom kavua. And so too, when we're sitting at the table, you shouldn't take anyone else's seat. At our table, everyone has a spot. I sit in my chair now, a rolling chair from my back. My wife has her chair right next to me, and then the oldest has a chair next to her, and then the girly is in between me and my wife, and then the middle boy is on my right side. Everyone has their chair. Everyone has where they're supposed to sit. In shul, everyone's supposed to have a makom kavua. Try to have your makom. Don't take anyone else's makom. Just like the Gemara talks about these seats that we need to have, so too we need to make sure to ensure that we have seats in our own life and spaces and places for Torah and mitzvahs and chesed in every single day of our life. Join us next time as we talk here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.